January 28, 2020, month-end meeting at 6:30 and regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock. I'm ready.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to a end-of-month audit meeting of the Monroe Town Board for January 28, 2020. And you have the attendance for board members.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Newman? Newman? Councilwoman LeClaire? Councilman Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers.
Here. So quorum is present. We've got a couple vouchers that we need to go over. The first one is a voucher for business of Sodomation Services. Is that supposed to be Automation?
Pardon?
That's supposed to be a name.
Business Automation, yes.
Okay. I'll make sure I'm reporting that accurately. And these were our costs associated with the annual software support maintenance fees for software for water, sewer, online tax support, etc. And they're basically maintenance agreement which exceeds the $1,000 threshold. So I would need a motion to approve the voucher for Business Automation Services in the amount of $3,750.
So moved.
Aye. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Hearing none opposed, motion carried. The next one is also a maintenance agreement, sort of a voucher for Business Automation Services. And this is for our regular support fee for the clerk's office for the licensing software support maintenance fee for BAS. And that also exceeds the $1,000 threshold, so it requires town board approval. And that is in the amount of $1,890. Somebody would like to move that.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries. We also have a voucher for General Code LLC. This is for the E-Code 360 annual maintenance agreement that we have. Again, it exceeds the $1,000 threshold, so I need a motion to make the payment in the amount of $1,195.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Yeah,
just that was for number four?
Yeah, number three is
$100,000.
Okay.
Three, seven, and eight.
Okay.
Are being dropped with the under policy.
Yeah, the town's procurement policy is $1,000.
Yep.
So they're under that threshold.
So, yes, I'm not good.
All in favor?
Discussion.
Aye.
And yes. Opposed? No. Motion carries unanimously. The next one I have is seeking approval for the assessor and the assessor's clerk to make payments for annual dues. It does not exceed the procurement threshold. However, those fees are for the Sarasota County Assessors Association in the amount of $25 for each person.
Mm-hmm.
And Rudy would like a resolution authorizing that payment to be made.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And again, this is another request from the Assessor's Office. This would be for annual dues for the New York State Assessor's Association, for Town Assessor and Assessor's Clerk, which is in the amount of $100 each. This would be coming out of account A1355.4, so the total amount of the motion should be $200.
Yes, so moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And the next one is a voucher, Saratoga Hospital. And typically, there's certain required screenings that must be conducted as part of the random test that is required for town highway employees. And they are now, they've added a screening for the rate of breath alcohol test, which is an additional charge of $36. Again, this is a random test, which are required to be conducted. And so Rudy is looking for authorization to make payment for that additional test that we're billed for and required to take.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Only that, so if somebody were involved in an accident, one of the commercial vehicle drivers, then they were required to go take this. This would cover that?
Yes, it's still,
yeah. Okay.
It's a random test that they do. I asked Marie.
Well, so this particular one that we're being billed for is the random one. Yeah. However, if a vehicle is involved in an incident, they would also, I guess your question is test for this.
Correct.
We have authorized.
And that is technically random as well, versus.
Well, that's mandatory.
Well, no, it's mandatory, but it's random in that we don't often get into accidents.
Right, yes. So I think do we have a motion on that?
Yes, I moved it.
And is there a second? Any discussion? Yeah. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next one I have is a voucher for PS Technical Services. And this is for the work that was completed in December for the upgrades to the computers. And it's in the amount of $7,554.97. We need a motion authorizing payment for that upgrade. And this is something that we discussed at budget time. It was budgeted for, so it's not an additional expense.
With the PS Technical Services?
For the upgrade to the computers.
Yeah, no, okay. I would move that forward.
Second.
Any discussion?
Is this go along with this other in here, invoice 2171?
So that's the licensing. That's separate, right, Rudy?
Yes.
Yeah. So okay.
Each one of those invoices are separate.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to do them independent.
Yeah.
2168 does not need approval because it's under 1,000.
Yep. Okay. And the others I would have no question with. It's just that last one that. I have a little bit more question on.
Okay, so we are. Oh, is that the aggregate number for all? That's not the aggregate number.
The 13,000.
Right, but not the 7554.97.
7554 was one, and 2160 and 2169 are the 365 license, and that's a total of 1037.50. That's a monthly charge.
Correct.
We're not sure how many months. That's going to go. So
yeah, that'll be dependent on what the board's intention is to do RFPs, and so based on what the board decides, whether we're staying with the system. So we're paying it month to month right now until we get RFPs back
uh-huh.
and okay. decide how we want it.
So the first one is for December. The second one will be for 2 months. It'll be 365. I think you're still working on the first one.
I'm sorry, say that.
Are you still working on the first one?
So I'm looking for a resolution on 75-54-97, which is for the upgrades, which is part of that total of $13,726.96.
Yes.
I was going to do this separately.
Each of the invoices?
Yeah.
So, I move forward with that.
Okay. Any other discussion?
So that was invoice 2151.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So now for the next two, do we need the motions to less than $1,000?
No, because it's for the maintenance agreement.
Oh, okay.
It's 2 months, it's over. It should be for 12 months, so it's going to be over $1,000.
All right. So then...
It's for the 2 months, $1,037.
Okay, so then I will entertain a motion for 2 months of licensing for the Office 365 product for the months of January 2020 and February 2020 in that amount.
So moved.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then we don't need to do anything with 2168.
No, because it's under $1,000.
Right. Okay. So then the same with the highway amount for $2,000.
Yeah, but that's before.
All right, so
it's just a breakdown.
Right. So the last one is invoice 2171 for PS Technical Services. I'm looking for approval of a voucher for the amount of $4,654.51. And this is for the IT incident that we had to recover data.
Yep.
And that will take care of most of the costs that were associated with that IT event. However, once the town board decides whether we're going to move forward with a new server or use the existing server, there will be another expense incurred from that. Right now, we have one on loan from a contractor to PS Technical Services that we're using to keep the town running.
Okay. Is that why there's that fee? And my other question would be, does this get covered under insurance?
So yes, it will be. All of these costs will be covered under the town's insurance coverage that we have.
Okay.
With that. This is the first billing on that incident, and there's going to be at least one or two more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that'll be somewhere probably in that neighborhood or less.
Okay. Well, if this is covered under insurance, I'm okay with doing this.
It is.
Okay. Okay. So, with that said, move forward with paying invoice 2171 in the amount of $4,654.51 for the disaster recovery project from SS2 PS Technical Services.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Thank you.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So we're that was it for discussion.
Yes. The only thing we have vouchers and stuff that discussion for the inside.
As well as these.
As well as these, yes. But maybe we can start waiting until I get my regular ones done.
I'm going to pass this down. There's still running another signature.
The last thing is configure. I don't know how to do it.
Now I have those skills, so I guess I don't
know.
I
What?
You just keep it separate.
Well, I will.
Keep it separate?
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'm going to be so confused.
So do you want me not to handle them?
Just keep
them. Keep sending them to her.
I'm going to do that. Ones that you give me, I'll put out there.
All right. I don't want to confuse you.
Four piles.
You have 4 piles of more?
No, no.
Hold on. I think this one just came from him.
A1620.401, which is General Buildings Municipal Center, and the same amount, 1245.54, be transferred from A1620.404, which is General Buildings 61 Hudson Street, and this transfer is to cover the payment of General Town Hall expenditures in 2019.
So So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And the next transfer is for $1,193.24 to be transferred to account B80.4, which is the town outside standing contractual account. And that same amount be transferred from B1990.4, which is a town outside contingent account. And these transfer of funds are for 2019 planning expenditures, including legal fees.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then I have, I'm seeking two resolutions for the increase in revenues and increase in expenditures. First one is to increase revenues by $10,000 to account TS2130, which is the transfer station revenues daily fees. And that we'll take them together. And the next one is to increase expenditures by $10,000 in account TS8160.4, which is the transfer station contractual. Purposes to increase allowable expenses for the transfer station by recognizing the increase in revenue from daily operations of the facility.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimous.
No one's got a match. So I'm going to accept this.
You've got to read the need.
I hope so, yes. Yes.
Then I will entertain a motion to pay the bills as audited.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And anything else for audit? Entertain a motion to close the audit meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? No one opposed? We are now. Okay, it's 7 o'clock, and I'd like to welcome everyone to the regular meeting of the Monroe Town Board for January 28, 2020, and ask the Deputy Clerk for a roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire? Councilman Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And I'd ask everyone to please rise for a moment.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item on this evening's agenda is approval of minutes. These are the minutes from the January 14th regular town board meeting. Have board members had an opportunity to review those?
Yes.
And everybody's comfortable with that. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I would make the motion to approve the minutes.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is to set future meetings and workshops. Further on down the agenda, we're going to be having a discussion on the town's moratoria in relation to solar arrays and multifamily dwellings. After that conversation, I think we may be establishing a public hearing date that the board is ready to move forward. In the interim, I'd like to set a public hearing date, which is something that's required as part of our community development block grant program. We'll have a resolution under item number 3 this evening. And I would like to, I don't expect that there will be a whole lot of comment. I'd like to set that for 6:55 on February 11th, which is a regular town board meeting night. It's the first one in February.
What's the date on
February 11th.
And what is that public hearing for?
That is for it's actually for item 10 on the agenda. We can actually
skip that if you'd like to
go through that right now.
Sure.
What's that?
Sure.
Okay. So our engineer, the LaVerge Group, as you know, we've been working with them and asking that they apply for grants, community development block grants on behalf of the town of Monroe. And rather than coming to the board every time they apply, they're looking for authority that they may apply for these grants anytime during the 2020 fiscal year for the town of Monroe. And in doing so, the program requires that town board adopt a resolution and that we establish a public hearing date with a sign-in sheet for those that would like to comment on. And we'll take that up right now before we set the date, if you'd like. And I believe that the deputy town clerk has a resolution to that effect.
Yes.
We have not. The only thing missing from that resolution is the date and time. As I indicated earlier, I thought that February 11th at 6:55 on our next regular town board meeting night would be a good time. Would you like me to read that, Director, or would you like to read it?
I can read it.
Okay, thank you.
Town of Monroe, resolution authorizing the supervisor to apply for and receive funding under the 2020 Community Development Block Grant Program. Whereas the U.S. Housing and Community Development Act of 1974, as amended, provides for the development of a viable urban communities by providing decent housing and suitable living environment and expanding economic opportunities, principally for persons of low and moderate income, and whereas said act authorizes the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, through the New York State Office of Community Renewal, to make grants to units of general local government to help finance community development programs under Section 103A1 of Title 1, and whereas under said legislation, eligible applicants in the case of municipalities are required to authorize an official representative to file the application and to provide the secretary with certain assurance of compliance with applicable laws and regulations under Title 1 of said acts, and whereas it is desirable to conduct and hold a public hearing pursuant to the HUD Act to obtain the views of the citizens on community development needs, to establish priorities and subsequently to develop the application programs and any amendments or revisions thereto, and now therefore it is resolved by the members of the town board that the town clerk is hereby authorized to publish a notice of public hearing to be held on a date to be determined at the town hall.
So for that, we are
February 11th, 6:55. Okay. At the town hall to provide an opportunity for the town to provide the citizens of the town with adequate information concerning the amounts of funds available for proposed community development activities, the range of activities that may be undertaken, and other important program requirements, provide citizens adequate opportunity to participate in the development of the application. Any revisions, changes, or amendments to the application prior to submittal, be it therefore resolved that the supervisor is hereby authorized to execute the file and application and file an application on behalf of the Town of Monroe with New York State Office of Homes and Community Renewal for a community development grant pursuant to Title I of Housing and Community Development Act of 1974, as amended, and be it further resolved that the supervisor is hereby authorized and designated as a representative and to act as such in connection with the application to provide additional information as may be required, including all understandings and assurances contained in the application. And be it further resolved that the supervisor is hereby authorized and directed to execute any contract and or agreement with the New York State Office of Homes and Community Renewal in connection with the application, and his designee is further authorized to request and expend funds from the U.S. government pursuant to said contract and or agreement. Be it further resolved, to the extent all or any actions hereby authorized have been executed and or performed by the supervisor, all are hereby ratified and confirmed that this resolution take effect immediately.
Thank you, Jill. So would someone like to move that resolution?
I would move that forward.
Second.
Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So we have set the public hearing date for February 11th at 6:55. Next item on this evening's agenda is the moratorium on ground-mounted solar arrays. As the board is aware, for the public's benefit, the town had instituted a six-month moratorium as we worked through drafting a local law to regulate solar arrays in areas of the town that currently they're not permitted by zoning, and we have not completed that process. I hope to have a draft to the board within the next week or so for discussion, and so I'm asking for the board's authority to essentially extend the moratorium for another 6 months. And if the board is so inclined and would like to do that, then I'll ask that the clerk read the notice of public hearing, which I would like to set for also on February 11th. I think the last time we did the moratorium, we allowed 30 minutes for the public to weigh in. We'll certainly permit any members of the public enough time to have all their comments included in the record. So at this time, my recommendation would be for setting the public hearing for February 11, 2020 at 6 p.m. That works for the board.
Okay. I'm going to say yes.
Okay, so hearing that the board is in support of that, I would like to ask that the clerk read what is proposed to be local law number 1 for 2020. Action amending Chapter 75 of the Town Road Code to extend the temporary moratorium on permits for installation of ground-mounted solar energy systems and large-scale solar energy systems within the town of Monroe. Do you have a copy of that proposal?
I do.
And would you read that into the record, please?
Town of Monroe, notice of public hearing to consider adoption of local law. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law of the State of New York, that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Moreau on February 11th, 2020, at 6 p.m. at the Town Municipal Complex, located at 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, for the purpose of considering the adoption of Local Law Number 1 of 2020. If adopted, Local Law Number 1 of 2020 would extend the moratorium contained in Chapter 75 of the Moreau Town Code, temporary moratorium on permits for the installation of ground-mounted solar energy systems and large-scale solar energy systems within the town of Moreau. This extension continues the moratorium prohibiting the permitting of new ground-mounted solar energy systems and large-scale solar energy systems for a period of 180 days from filing of this law with the Department of State. Written comments on Local Law Number 1 of 2020 can be submitted to the town clerk up and through the time of the public hearing. A copy of Proposed Law Number 1 of 2020 can be obtained at the Moreau Town Municipal Complex and on the town's website.
Thank you, Joe. And somebody like to, we need a resolution to establish that formally, right, with a vote.
The public hearing.
Yeah, so would somebody like to move that resolution establishing public hearing?
I'd like to make a motion to establish a public hearing for February 11th at 6 p.m. For purposes of Local Law Number 1, 2020.
Second.
Any discussion?
And now, this vote is just to establish the public hearing.
Correct.
We're not voting on the moratorium. We'll be doing that after the public
hearing.
Correct. I think I'm clear on that before I vote. Thank you.
Any more discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries, establishing the public hearing day for the moratorium on the solar arrays here in the town. The next item on the agenda is the moratorium on multifamily dwellings here in the town of Moreau. We also had previously in place a six-month moratorium on the construction of such structures. The town is in the process of reviewing our zoning laws townwide. It's probably going to be about a year process. But in the interim, the board is intending to move forward with a framework of regulations based on public comment on those structures during the process of the public hearing on the local law. We expect that we will have something in draft form within the next couple months, if not sooner, on that for the board to review. Once the board has made all the changes that it would like to see, if any, we'll have a public hearing on that. That'll include their comments as well. And we will move forward either by taking action, lifting the moratorium, or leaving things as they are. So I believe that the deputy clerk has a notice for adoption of a local law in that respect, which would be Local Law Number 2 for 2020 here in the town of Moreau. My suggestion would be to establish a public hearing on that moratorium of 6:30 p.m. also on February 11th, 2020. Sure, everybody's okay with that. So, hearing that, before I'd like to move forward, I'd ask the deputy clerk to read the notice of public hearing establishing the date and time for that to take place.
Town of Moreau, notice of public hearing to consider adoption of local law. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law of the State of New York that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Moreau on February 11, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. at the Town Municipal Complex located at 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, for the purpose of considering the adoption of Local Law Number 2 of 2020. If adopted, Local Law Number 2 of 2020 would extend the moratorium created in Chapter 76 of the Moreau Town Code, temporary moratorium on building permits or site plan review or other review of multiple family, multifamily, multiple family, and two-family dwelling residential projects within the Town of Moreau. The extension continues the moratorium prohibiting the consideration of applications for building permits, site plan approvals, special use permits, or subdivision approval, or any other municipal approval for multi-family dwelling projects, multiple family dwelling projects, or two-family dwelling projects within the Town of Moreau for a period of 180 days from filing of this law with the Department of State. This extension shall not apply to any certificates of occupancy for any and all construction pursuant to building permits issued prior to the date of the adoption of the notice of public hearing or the issuance of any building permit for the renovation or repair of any lawfully existing structure otherwise covered by this local law. In addition, this extension shall not apply to any projects that have already obtained municipal approvals or are before the Planning or Zoning Board of Appeals or the Building Department requesting approval from the Town of Moreau as of the date of the notice of public hearing, notwithstanding that a certificate of occupancy and or building permit has not been issued. Written comments on Local Law Number 2 of 2020 can be submitted to the Town Clerk up and through the time of the public hearing. A copy of the proposed Law Number 2 of 2020 can be obtained at the Moreau Town Municipal Complex and on the Town's website.
Well, thank you very much, Jill. And would someone like to move as formally establishing the date and time for that public hearing?
I'd like to make a motion to establish February 11th, 2020 at 6:30, public hearing for Local Law Number 2 of 2020.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And Council, we don't need to do anything else on that this evening, correct?
Okay.
Item 5 on this evening's agenda is transfer station requests. First request I have from Ted Mansour is the request to purchase dumpster guard kits. He's seeking approval to purchase one full set of dumpster guard kits and one set of two industrial nylon straps, which are included with each kit. And he has contacted the one vendor, which is Dumpster. I'm reading his handwriting correctly. Is that Land?
Dumpster Guard. LLC.
All right. I'm not reading his handwriting correctly. Mm-hmm. In the amount of $1,085, he has indicated part of our procurement policy where we request additional quotes that this is a sole source item and this would be paid from account TS8160.2, which has a current balance of $3,250 beginning January 1 of this year. This is something that we had discussed at budget time and we had budgeted $1,000 for that purpose. So this is $1,085.
this along. We did discuss this as a matter of trying to cover the open dumpsters that we put. I'm not even sure what goes in there exactly, but yeah.
Mattresses.
Yeah, things like that. And to keep as much water or snow off of them, this would be a good thing. So with that, let's move it forward. That's my motion. Motion to move that forward.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I spoke with Ed today when I was down there, and he could actually use two sets of these, but he's making, he's kind of, you know, kind of making one up with the what he's got there, and some of these new ones can insert in off the situation. He explained it to me, and I guess you don't think of it. We paid for weight when we paid for that stuff to be taken out. You get all the water in there, all the snow in there, and all kinds of other stuff in there. It just added to our cost. So this is very cost effective to get this done. Hopefully we'll get another set.
I'd like to see how this works first before we get the second set. But yes, I would not be opposed to getting a second set if it works out.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We did have an additional request from Ted. Indicating that he would like to request that the town board consider the purchase of jackets for transfer station employees that work outside, and that number is 6, including Ted, and they're approximately $100 each. We did not talk about this at budget time. However, we have established a practice of providing for jackets for our other departments, and so I think that in being fair across the board to all our employees is something we should consider. However, I think as we have with those other employees, there's a caveat that they remain the property of the town of Moreau. And that they remain on site for the use of employees while they're working at the transfer station.
Yes. I would go along with that.
Yeah, I also would agree. Is that something that would come down from someone on the transfer committee to explain to Mr. Munson?
Well, my office, I can explain that.
That these coats should be hung up at the end of the day and put back on.
Well, at some point they might need to be washed, but, you know, if they take them home at night because they're coming back in the morning, I'm good with that. But I don't want to have people's names embroidered into them, nor do I want them to believe that that is their property. It's there for people to identify our employees as town employees, so that when you drive in and you see the town of Moreau, okay, that's somebody I want to talk to, versus having all kinds of other clothes going on.
Right. I just don't want them all to just be worn out. As they have the code?
Yeah.
That's it. It's working for them.
Okay, so it sounds like the board is supportive. Somebody would like to move the motion. I think that, since he indicated they're approximately $100 each, you probably should put a cap on the motion not to exceed amount. What the board would like to do with that.
I know he's looking for 6 coats. I don't, obviously there's no tax and there's no embroidery fee at this point because. Right.
Well, I don't know if you want them to be, well, want to say town of Moreau?
I would think so. I would want them to say town of Moreau. Yeah. I mean, so that any employee from the public would see this would be an employee.
So I don't know if that cost includes the brewery. I don't know, what did you pay for your...
It did for the last jacket that you purchased.
I think the only
embroidery was included in it.
It was?
Yes.
Was it about $100?
Yes.
Right, I think when recreation paid for them first, I think they also paid for the setup fee, right? There's like a setup fee for that, and then we've already paid for that one time, I would imagine. And then you just pay for
it. It's different than screening when you have something screened. There's a screen set up every time they do it. But.
So I don't know if the transfer committee looked into it, but maybe not to exceed amount of either $650 or $700.
I would say $700. So if we, I got an approximate cost of $100 each.
Okay.
And if we want 6 coats, that would definitely cover.
Okay.
And if it doesn't, then we'll pay too much more. Okay. So I make a motion to purchase jackets for the transfer station, six jackets at a cost not to exceed $700 total. And that I'm assuming we're getting these to RK Hank. But that was where we purchased the Coastal Water Department and Recreation.
Right. I would assume that, but I don't have paperwork on that.
Yeah.
So if
you six quotes, $100 each for transfer station.
Good. So move. Second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Item six on this evening's agenda is the Water Department. Water Superintendent has requested the board authorize the purchase of 54 meters, which would be utilized across all six of our, actually all five of our water districts. I don't have three listed there. And they're $200 each. This is a sole vendor. The vendor's name is Ferguson Waterworks out of Clifton Park. These are for 5/8 by 3/4 water meters, master meter radio brand. And as I indicated, it's 54 meters. This was something that we discussed and provided for at budget time. It would be paid from account 8310.2, which has a current balance of $45,089. However, we only earmarked $27,250 for the purpose of meters for all water districts. So if somebody would like to move that, we're looking at a total purchase of $10,800.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Jimmy, let's guess it also. Item 7 is a request from the Assessor's Office. The town has had an ongoing contract with GAR Associates, and she is seeking approval from town board for an addendum to the agreement. It's actually a new contract because the agreement that we had in place with GAR Associates LLC expired on December 31st. And this would be for providing additional support services to the town of Monroe under the terms of the original agreement that was dated May 29, 2019, and to also modify the scope of services to include additional services, including Board of Assessment Support, commercial evaluation, consultation, and permit organization with select permit site visits, digital sketches, photos, and RPS attachment. The terms of this agreement would be for January 1, 2020 through July 31, 2020. And it would be in the amount of a total amount not to exceed $70,000. And this is very similar, as I indicated, to the contract that we have had in place in the past. They will be doing additional work as they try to capture evaluation, and they'll be able to provide expertise in the commercial corridor as we start having more commercial real estate sales transactions occur.
I'm looking for authorization for you to sign it. Or?
Authorize the supervisor to enter into addendum to the agreement between the town of Monroe and GAR Associates LLC for assessment support services.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
My question is, this could happen until July.
Correct.
Are we anticipating turning them on beyond July 1st? We're hoping that they're going to get us where we need to be by July 1st.
Yeah, so that, I would take the recommendation of the assessor on that. I anticipate there may be the need for some additional services as we continue through the rest of the fiscal year. We did provide, in the assessor's budget, money for these types of services.
And I would just say, having had spoken with our assessor and the representative from GAR, you know, I was able to ask the questions I need to ask, and it seems that this would be something we should continue and work with GAR on.
Yeah, and I just want to thank the town board members. I know each of them met either with another board member or separately with representatives of GAR associates, as well as a town assessor, and to make sure this was something that the town should be moving forward on. I appreciate them taking the time to do that, so thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So we have a second on that?
We did.
Any other discussion?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the savings agenda, item 8, is the Southern Palmerton Area Collaboration Agreement. For the benefit of the public, back in December of 2018, the town was approached by the, several entities, but one of them was the Land Trust Alliance of New York, which is based out of Saratoga Springs, looking for support of their conservation efforts for the southern Palmerton area in northern Saratoga County. That particular range of mountains runs all the way up to Ticonderoga. At that time, the Open Space Institute was looking to hire a project manager to provide support for that effort, and the project manager was to work with Saratoga Plan, the Town of Moreau, as well as other municipalities contained within the Palmerton area. And so they have gotten to that stage. I have asked Robert Bittengale to, because of his keen interest in recreation and his enthusiasm for these types of projects, to be my representative when I'm unable to attend meetings with these particular groups. And after their organizational meeting, which I was at a month ago, they are looking for those communities that are contained within the Palmerton area to sign on to a collaboration agreement. And obviously, because of our earlier support, this was something that the town board would continue to like be involved in. So with that, it requires each town supervisor or village mayor to sign on to the collaboration agreement. So I'm asking the town board to authorize the supervisor to sign that agreement.
I can make a motion to authorize the supervisor to sign the collaboration agreement in support of a conservation recreation strategy for the southern Palmerton Palmertown area.
And
seconded.
Under discussion, I would just offer that it's a memorandum of understanding, actually, in support of the conservation recreation strategy for the southern Palmerton area. And it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, whereas, and they're each representing a particular political subdivision, and they include Town of Corinth, the Village of Corinth, Town of Greenfield, Town of Moreau, City of Saratoga Springs, Town of Wilton, Saratoga County, the Open Space Institute, Saratoga Plan, New York State DEC, New York State Office of Parks, Rec, and Historic Preservation, as well as Skidmore College. Each of those entities will have signatories on that sheet. So if there's no other discussion on that,
I guess I'm looking good. Yeah, I think this is certainly something that we'd like to sign on to. I'd like to say that the collaboration agreement does not represent any current or future financial commitment by any party. And that's good. I kind of picked that up, but yes, I think it's certainly something we should be involved in.
Great. And the motion on that, or you
I got a motion.
All right, you're all set. So, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So, thank you for that. Item 9 is in relation to the town hall generator that we have out here, backup generator. We maintain a maintenance agreement on that machine ever since it was installed here at the town hall. And we have a proposal from Milton Cat, whom we, I believe, we purchased that generator from originally. We have had maintenance agreements with them in the past. Most recently, it was for the year 2019. We paid $836 for that year. Their proposal, they have a three-year proposal. They're looking for the 2020 cost of $868.96, which is a 4% increase over the previous year, with two subsequent 5% increases, which would equate to $911.81 for 2021. And for the third year of the agreement, which would be 2022, $956.59. This is a sole source manufacturer maintenance agreement, actually, with Caterpillar. And this is something that we had budgeted for at budget time, and this would be coming out of account A1620.401, which has a current balance as of January 1 of $50,000. This is not a line item in the budget. This was lumped into some additional two other expenses for building and grounds, so you won't see that spelled out. We talk about it and account for it when we created the budget. So if someone would like to move that.
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion that we, you want to discuss, make a motion.
No, go ahead.
Make a motion that we sign a three-year maintenance agreement with a renewal with Milton Cat for the Town Hall Milton Cat generator.
Any discussion?
I was here the last time they serviced it, which was last January, it's called. But I thought they did an excellent job. They went right through the machine and replaced filters, and basically they keep a good eye on it as far as that goes. And willing to let us know if there is an issue that we need to really address.
Right. But and anybody who has a home standby backup generator knows how important it is to do regular maintenance on them so that they're ready when you need them. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And we've already handled item 10 on the agenda. Item 11 on this evening's agenda is the privilege of the floor. If there's anyone who would like to address the board, please state your name and address for the record, and you shall be entitled to 3 minutes of comments to the board. Would anybody like to address the board?
Good evening, John McTown, Senior Money. I have two proposals for the board to consider in the future. First, I'd like to suggest that you make Town Hall and its outdoors into a kind of a community center where social, educational, and charitable events are held. Many other municipalities have successfully done this to provide a more friendly environment, a local economic development spark, and to gain expanded use of a public facility. Everything from art exhibits to outdoor farmers markets could be held. The sky's the limit. Of course, potential financial costs to the town will undoubtedly be raised by some. I would stress that money and time expenses be borne by those using the facilities and their volunteers and or paid staff. Of course, town workers should be free to volunteer on their own time. Officials could even form an ad hoc all-volunteer committee to compile requests, then report to the town board so legalities and logistics are examined and to gain approval. It's a good way to get more town residents and property owners involved. If they wish to remain involved as community volunteers, Mary and Reed Anzis could be asked to serve on or be co-chairpersons of the special committee. Second, I'd like to see the board establish a public recognition program that would reward outstanding individuals and organizations within the town and village, since they also pay town taxes. Many other local governments do this as a way of thanking deserving recipients. The cost would be minimal, just for frames that would contain certificates or resolutions of appreciation drawn up by staff. Even the frames would be found for cheap at garage sales. Ground rules would be set to exclude partisan politics, and at most two awards per regular meeting. An example would have been to provide certificates to the BOCES students and instructors who helped clear the way for the new accessible playground, and it would have looked good on their students' resumes, too. I've emailed the longer version of my ideas to your official email accounts for your further consideration.
Thank you.
Finally, in the event that this isn't addressed later in the meeting, I need to correct a misconception from the January 14th meeting when I recommended all non-elected salaried department heads, managers, supervisors, etc., be required to attend meetings, unquote. A couple of board members later said they were opposed to requiring hourly wage workers to attend because of the overtime pay expense. I agree with them on that point, but that is not what I said. I specifically stated salaried personnel only should attend. I don't want the public perception of my suggestion to be that taxpayer money be unnecessarily spent. Thank you.
Thank you. And I can address, I actually had a conversation with our rec leader a couple days ago in relation to evaluating the unused space, what used to be commonly referred to as the sheriff's substation, for what it would take to refurbish it to a standard that we would like the public to be proud to walk in there and participate in whatever programs the town may have expanded, i.e. classroom. That was one of the things that was included in the five-year master plan. He thought it was a good idea. He's going to evaluate that to see what kind of cost would be involved in that. Obviously, that would be something that we hadn't budgeted for in the 2020 budget, but as we move forward, particularly with our five-year rec master plan, now is the time to start looking at that sort of stuff, costs associated with it. As far as utilization of the town hall, any civic organization is welcome to utilize town hall if it's not being utilized for official town business on any particular date. We did look at the possibility of holding a farmer's market out here. And we were told from our zoning administrator that it would be a violation of the current town code. I certainly am in support of anything that promotes agriculture in New York State. It plays a key role in the state's overall economy, contributing over $6 billion to the state economy. Anything that we can do to help agriculture, particularly our local farmers, I'm in support of. So that's one thing we'll be looking at as we look to hone in on onerous restrictions in our local code as we move through updating our zoning and local ordinances. The public recommendation, there was a reception put together for the BOCES students where I participated in and was appreciated the opportunity to speak with the students. So I did let them know of the town's appreciation for all that they did to get the Universal Playgrounds where it is today. And that was the only reason that we were able to start construction and get the majority of it done prior to the 2020 new year. So appreciate those comments. Anyone else like to address the board?
I just have one comment on that. You said that you had a meeting or whatever, most of these people and stuff. I think when we do those things, when we get the, perhaps, the building out front to the point where we can use the civic, make sure that we get that out into the public, to let the public know, that these people will recognize. You know, beyond those, you know, sometimes stuff gets in the media that we really don't need out there. I'd love to see the positive stuff out there and let people know that we really are concerned and we really do appreciate, you know, people in the community. I like that idea of the public recognition thing. And, you know, put the positives out there. I'd like to see a lot more positive vibes out there. And that if there's any way we can utilize those buildings out front, I think, you know, one great way to do it is, you know, try to find the funds, get that thing fixed up. You start letting people know that is available for, you know, for meetings, for you know, I don't know, all kinds of different stuff that can be done, you know, down like mentioned, so, and even a farmer's market or something like that. But I mean, you know, that gives the community things, more things to get involved in, which I think is positive. We look at that as we go forward. Thank you.
Thank you. I would just add that the town board for the past 2 years has done yeoman's work in portraying the town board and its work in a very positive light. I think there's not a person in our community that hasn't recognized the change in how things have been handled in the past and how that dramatic change occurred, and it's a credit to the board that served in the past 2 years. It's our goal to continue in that effort with greater things to come. Along those lines, in an effort to ensure that we are informing the public of all of our efforts here at Town Hall on their behalf, the town website was essentially dormant for years. And if you go on that website now, you will see, especially a prime example is when we worked forward with the sewer project, every communication, every notice, everything that I was involved with or the board was involved with, those documents are on there for the public to review in an effort to ensure transparency and be informative. And I think we've done a great job. We're going to continue that effort into the new year, and it's only going to get better. Any other comments at this time? I'd like to move on to supervisor's items. I've got a couple of things. First one I have is I received correspondence from the New York State Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation Office from Robert McCune, the real estate specialist for one in the Office of Real Property. And well, I'll read it to you, it's very brief. It says, Dear Supervisor Kuzniers, the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation would like to acquire approximately 860 acres of vacant land located at 171 to 245 Butler Road in the town of Moreau, County of Saratoga, State of New York. Subject property is identified as tax parcel 48.1-3.111 and is presently owned by the Open Space Institute Land Trust Incorporated. Upon acquisition, this property will become an addition to the Moreau Lake State Park. Encloses a copy of a survey map prepared by Van Dusen and Steves, land surveyors for the Open Space Institute, and a copy of the State Parks Project map. The New York Open Space Plan recommends that the State Parks seek local government concurrence when the environmental protection funds are used to fund an acquisition. Should you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. I have contacted Robert, likes to be referred to as Bob, and my main question to him was whether this property would be deemed to be on a real property roll section 3, which makes it taxable state land, or if it would fall under roll section 8, which outlines wholly exempt properties such as those owned by churches, municipalities, schools, etc. He didn't have an answer for me, but he was going to look into that. I also pointed out to him that Moreau State Park is on roll section 3, which means they actually pay taxes to our community to the tune of $80,000 for school taxes and $18,000 in town and county taxes. That was on an assessment of $5 million. This particular property, I believe, is assessed at approximately $1 million, so it actually would be certainly less than that. But I think that's a very important question before the town board determines whether it's supportive of that. Because as everyone knows, anytime that we have lands come off tax roll or we extend exemptions, collectively it's the taxpayer, the town borough, that has to put the difference on that. So I will report back as soon as I get that information. He was not aware of that information, so it was very helpful to him. It was a very constructive conversation. And as soon as I get that information, I will report to the board.
Good. Thank you.
I believe that's all I have on the supervisor item. Committee report.
So I want to talk about building and grounds a little bit.
Okay.
I referred to the building out front, and I'm going to refer to the old town hall. There have been some heating issues with both places.
Yes.
They're being addressed.
Yes.
But I want to say thank you to Ted Mansour for actually checking on these buildings. Apparently he does it once or twice a week and caught that these things were not working before we had any serious damages. And
I think you addressed this
with Peter, and to have Ted continue with this and to report in on a regular basis so that these buildings can be not only maintained but maintained well.
Right. And that actually came about as a result of well known that we had issues with our fire suppression system. And so after we got those issues resolved, I asked our regulator who oversees buildings and grounds to make sure he or his staff does weekly checks on the pressure gauges on our suppression system to ensure that, they haven't moved. And as part of that, that included regular inspections of the heating, cooling, at our outbuildings. So by doing that, we're able to catch any issues in a timely fashion and hopefully save the town from any huge expenses to maintain something that we're not efficiently using now.
Agreed.
Any other reports?
No.
Any reports?
Oh, I did. So with recreation. It was approached by Peter, and apparently somebody approached him about that disc golf.
Yes.
He's talking about actually setting up a course down at the rec in an area down by the sand pit.
Yes.
And he's got a tentative plan. I thought it was a good idea. It's something different. It's something that if we decide to utilize this for something else, these disc golf stations could be moved relatively easily.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of my concerns. I didn't want anything that was totally permanent in that area. But that if he saw that, you know, these were things that, you know, you put them in as a permanent fixture, but in such a way that they could easily be dug out if we needed to. And I told him to go ahead and get us some numbers on where this might go and to continue with the plan.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, so when the 5-year rec master plan was reported on by local media, it was the next day, I think it was from the same individual, reached out to my office, expressed his interest, was willing to financially help with getting that kind of program up, and I told him I'd be reaching out as soon as we had that conversation.
It's very possible Peter's talking about tomorrow.
Yeah, I gave him the information. Yeah. All right, any other committee report?
I've got a couple of things here.
Committee report?
Yeah, some committee report, yes. I got the deadline survey on landfill. Took an exciting tour of the landfill. It was interesting. Did you show me the areas where they had problems with the fluid built up and all that stuff? I guess he said Volusia is going to give some kind of...
So my office reached out to Volusia that works on a regular basis with those types of pumps. And I didn't get an update from him to see whether he's coming yet or not. But we've got that information from the water superintendent. That's why we had to move forward with the group at all, which is certainly probably...
I saw the prices for that group out of Albany, and they charged in the same way as well. We charged for every quarter mile.
And the town board authorized that, but when I learned of this, we didn't move forward on that.
But, I also talked about routine maintenance on the compactor and in the grinding and stuff. And he says they could go and get in-house and be very successful. I recommended to him, keep a log. That when they change the filter, when they change the fluids, and that way they'll have, as I said, when's the last time you changed it? I think last summer. So we're going to work on that a little bit, because it looks like also maintenance would be able to rig in-house and keep the keep the cost down. Mm-hmm. And the light that works down there, I think they'd be much more stuff. I had, he was all going to go about going in there and cleaning it out, keeping stuff up to, up the stuff down there. So I was encouraged with that. He also asked me about the coverage that he's getting, so we'll be happy with that. On Highway 80, okay, Old West Road, I've been down there, I had a nice talk with Paul Joseph the other day, too, one day last week. I went to his office for a couple hours and looked at his operation and discussed his operation. But I also talked about the town of Old West Road. That's a dangerous curve. It's been brought to the attention of the board. It was in the paper, it was on TV. There were three accidents in 18 months and I won the property right there on the corner. I talked to Paul about, and you were talking to him at the time, about what we can do to rectify that situation. And the guardrail was discussed. I discussed whether maybe some lighting, some more signage, some different scenarios. And one thing he did come up with that kind of made sense, he said they could extend the shoulder of the road, but it would be into the property owner's, we'd have an easement for the property owner to do something like that, to push it back. But I think we don't do anything. First of all, I hate to see anything happen. Three accidents in 18 months gets your attention. That dangerous situation was caused by a municipality. I don't know who changed that road, but it was changed either by the town, the county, or the state. So, the liability aspect of it all is that, I think we should do something, not only liability, but for safety of our residents. So I don't know what anybody's got any ideas, what we can do. Like I say, if we can't do a guardrail, is it possible to work with the homeowner? I just don't know what they're doing. I'm throwing it out there for us if we have any ideas. But I think not doing anything would be a travesty if something happened. That's my take on it.
Yeah, so, well, first of all, backing up to the transfer station, we do expect our employees to do regular maintenance within the confines of the law. I don't know if you're aware that the compactor space down where that motor thing, that's deemed a confined space, and we do not have, our employees do not have confined space training, so whenever we do work, we have to ensure that somebody's certified for that when they get in there.
Well, that's TED Talk to me about that today, too, and I didn't put it on my notes. Is maybe getting a couple guys down there trained in confined space. He said that the village office calls DPW has a couple of people they sent to training so that they could.
Our highway department used to do that. I don't know if they still do that.
But I mean, that might be something to look into to just cover ourselves in case somebody has to win one of those confined spaces. You might have just maybe two people.
I think Jesse, didn't you have staff from time to time that used to.
We don't have to do that training at all.
I don't know.
But Ted was going to talk again. He talked to TJ Shedd with the village and see about what the training would entail, what it would cost, what it, and all that stuff. And
well, I know the support of the board's always been supportive of employees wanting to go for training for that.
I'll keep in touch with Ted and see where he gets with TJ. Maybe he can get us in the right direction.
Yeah. Regarding the situation on Old West Road, obviously. It's not through this board, it's not through to the last board. It's been an ongoing issue as long as the town has had that road with the bend in it. I'm hearing historically that there was a time when it used to go straight up perpendicular to Route 9, but for whatever reason that property, maybe it wasn't owned by the town, I don't know, I shouldn't speak to it, but anyway, the house was put in there. There's no easy solution to that. I've had multiple conversations with the highway superintendent, most recently as yesterday, for follow-up. I've asked him to reach out to the landowners that are most impacted by that curve and to see if they would be willing to extend a right-of-way to the town of Monroe that would allow us to put at least partial guardrails in that area so that the plow trucks would have enough room when they're plowing if the guardrails were in place to not cross the yellow line on a blind curve. The issue now is if we put the guardrails, and then they're not going to be continuous guardrails because you have three driveways all next to each other. When Paul's crew comes through the highway, employees come through their plowing, if those guardrails are on the very edge of the town's right-of-way, the front end of the plow is still going to be several feet over in the other lane on a blind turn where a car coming the other way can't see it. So we're not doing anything to help the situation. We're actually making it more dangerous. So anyway, he's going to report back to me. I'll report to the board. As that possible, having to be as a possible solution. The other issue is there's Saratoga County Water Authority right away in there too, where the water line goes, which they will not allow any equipment, any installations in there right away. So that's a challenge for us too. So there's no perfect solution for it. We're looking at some options, totally up to the landowners, but believe me, this would have been things years ago.
It's been an ongoing thing for years and years, but the last 18 months with three accidents. Yeah. It's not really concerned. Okay, good. If I could just stay on Old West Road for one more minute. I got a picture from a resident the other day. Last week, 18-wheelers going up and down that section of the road. Now, I've been told, and I don't know anything on record anymore. When Harlem Hollow went in there, there was an agreement made to allow trucks to go down the West Road, which I think is crazy. Old West Road was a farm road.
Well, let me stop you right there.
I know they rebuilt it.
No, let me stop you right there. Harlem Hollow
No, it isn't, but we're allowing that to move when our network is moving on our roads.
So you said there was an agreement in place.
Right.
There's no way that Hiram Hollow would have an agreement with Cabin Grove when they're located in another dispute.
Well, that's beautiful. And why are we allowing them to ruin our neighborhoods? You get people in there with 18 wheelers. I don't know if people in anybody in here knows Old West Road at the beginning when they went. It's a little neighborhood. It was a farm road. We've got 18 wheelers going up and down that road 6 days a week. 18 wheelers, not just the regular garbage trucks that you see that go down there. These are 18 wheelers going in and out of there. How'd you like to be a homeowner trying to sell your house on a Saturday morning and drop the shoulder in the yard and 18 wheelers going back? You know, so through the properties, the various of these people's properties. There's one man that'll hold me, his foundation on his house is cracking because the 18 wheelers pounding down that road. That road isn't made for 18 wheelers. Now, people told me there was an agreement made. I don't know why anybody, who in the right mind would make an agreement to let 18 wheelers and garbage trucks go in residential neighborhoods 6 days a week, in and out, in and out, in and out. I think we have to revisit this, you know, and look at weight limits on that road. That road's not made for 18 wheelers. Paul did tell me that a few years ago they beefed it up a little bit because it got beat up so bad. But you know what? Hiram Hollow is located in the town of Wilton. It wouldn't hurt those trucks to go down Route 9, which is made for 18 wheelers, or Route 32, which is made for 18 wheelers, go in the Danforth Wilton Road, go in the Danforth Wilton Road, and come in the Wilton side. Let them beat up Wilton's roads. You know, we're ruining neighborhoods. They're coming through with loads uncovered. There's debris in people's yards when they get up and they go out in the yard at night. I mean, I think we have to look at the situation and put weight limits on there, put truck size limits on there, or at least look at it, because I think these people deserve that. They don't deserve this going up down the road 6 days a week.
Well, I would just like to address those comments with some factual information. We have a struggling agricultural economy. Dairy farms require daily pickup of the milk. Many times those tractor trailers picking up that milk. I will not support anything that would impede a long-standing generation-type business, multi-generation-type business, to be subject to additional costs because we don't want an 18-wheeler going down the road that would cause them to...
Obviously, farm machinery would be allowed.
It's not farm machinery. These are commercial trucks.
Farm vehicles.
Farm vehicles. They're tractor trailers.
Right, exactly. They're used for the farm, for the agricultural. I understand that. This is not a farm going to a farm.
You said 18-wheeler.
Right here, take a look at it. It's an 18-wheeler. That's what's going on.
So how do you discern between, without infringing on interstate commerce, how do you discern between an 18-wheeler that's pulling a tanker and one that's pulling a truckload of garbage? How do you do that? How do you do that legally?
You know what looks like? That looks like garbage.
How do you do that legally?
What's that?
How do you do it?
I don't know. That's why we have a lawyer. That's why we have a lawyer. And if there is something in some way that legally can do something about it, I'd like to see it. I'd like to see the statute, but I'd like to see it correct. You know, people have been telling me, he's fluffing me off with saying that, well, we can't do this, we can't do that. Well, you know, I want to know. I want to know. I would like some documentation. These people don't deserve this. The farmers deserve to have their trailers coming in and out once a morning, once a week, whatever they have to have their milk brought in and out. People certainly shouldn't have to put up a tractor trailer of garbage, stealing shit up, excuse my language, stuff all through their neighborhood on a daily basis. I think something's got to be looked into legally, whatever we have to do to alleviate some of this. Some of this. This is crazy. This is crazy. What's that?
They're breaking the law.
No, I'm asking you.
You said that.
No, they're not breaking the law. But we can look at it legally to see what we can do to minimize or eliminate it, is what I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. You know, I'm just asking for us to take a look at it. Because, you know.
Well, we're co-equals up here. You can bring a suggestion to the board, and we'll make decisions based on that.
Beautiful. I make a suggestion that we have legal look into the legal possibilities of limiting this type of nonsense on that road that isn't built for it. You know, the thing is, too, is you said you're limited commerce or something like that. What about Stonebridge Road over there, from Newark, on Route 232? They have a limit on that road. How can they do it? I don't care if it's in a town.
I don't care if it's Portland. I don't care about that.
New York State law says they can do it. It must be okay to do it. Wouldn't you think so? I mean, that's just talking common sense. I don't know the law. That's where we got this.
Have you had that conversation with the highway superintendent? He has sole authority over posting on highways.
Then he could post it. We could keep the.
Have you had a conversation with him?
Yes, I have.
And what does he suggest?
He doesn't think we can do it either.
Oh. So somebody who's been in the business.
Oh, but the thing is, why don't somebody's in the business? You're going to do it. Here's what I'm looking at. What's the law say? Does the law give us the authority to limit? What about Uber? Uber drove, Todd. I'm not a doorman. I wish you just could listen to what I had to say.
I
am very passionate about this. No, but I just wish you would listen to what I had to say.
Well, you know what? This is the legislative portion of the meeting. My office is hoping that every time I send an agenda out...
Todd, I'd like to do something.
Every time at the end of it... But you interrupt. I listen to you. I listen to you. Respectfully listen to my comments.
No,
I'm speaking now. I'm speaking now. If you're not going to do it, I'm going to close the meeting. If you're not going to discuss this... You're not going to let me speak? You're not going to let me speak?
Go ahead, Todd. You got it. That's what we're going to do.
So, all these issues, my door is open to everybody. Come talk to me about it. I'll get it pros and cons. You already started to do that. We've talked about some issues. But if you're going to come to every board meeting and grandstand with a political agenda, that's your prerogative, but I'm not going to keep the meeting going. So if you want to have a constructive dialogue about it, come meet with me. We'll have the highway superintendent in there. We'll bring counsel in on the phone. You can hear directly and get answers to your questions. I think it's a lot more efficient use for the town board's time to do that. And then if you don't like the answers, bring them up here. You can ask the board to vote on every one of your decisions. That's your problem.
If you listen to what I said, I was looking for direction. I'm looking for direction. I'm looking for answers. We have legal here. I'd like to direct legal to look into these things. This is what I'm trying to do. And I'm trying to do it. You said about being transparent. I'm going to be transparent. I can come talk to you all day and then you need the board to know what we're talking about. I think these people deserve it. The public deserves to know what we're talking about. The discussions are that their issues are being brought up.
They are there.
What's that?
I get phone calls. I get people stopping in. Their own issues are either addressed by me or it's forwarded to board members for their comment and recommendation.
And I bring it up here because we're all here right now and I'm looking for some kind of input from the board to address.
The board has any input for Mr.
I guess my thought is in regards to limiting tractor trailers, knowing that there's a whole list of vehicles that might be traveling on that road, not just garbage trucks or trucks hauling garbage. I'm hesitant to put a limit on the vehicles that actually go on there. They could be farm use, and who are we to say whether they are or they aren't?
I'm not aware.
Any other board member have interest in providing direction for council member?
I would say, Johnny, if you do find more information out, that what we can really do, I would certainly listen to what you found out.
You have.
Okay. If it's in order, I'd like to make a motion that we direct our attorney to look at the possibilities of. What we lawfully can do as far as limiting sizes and weights on our local roads. I guess that's the motion.
I think you could just ask him to do that.
Can
you
do that?
Before
I
actually
do that, I will do that.
I'm all right with that.
All
right.
What I would normally do is if we come up with something, is we'll do a memo to the board members. So you can decide what you want to do ahead of the meeting, what we found out.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn this evening's town board meeting.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Yes.